Could I have a slice? Oh, mommy, may I? Daddy, please don't punish me. I didn't mean to eat the last piece. I am not prepared to die. I just wish I could hide here forever, here forever.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Gun. bright. She ain't shy. When we turn out the light, I've got a Soho girl. She's been kissed by the sun. She drives a 67 Mustang, sleeps with a gun.
successors come, it'll be more rewarding. I would speak to you in song, but you can't sing, as far as I'm aware. Though everyone can sing, as you are well aware. I keep so quiet, it's hard to tell I'm alive. Everybody is swinging their hips. Everybody is giving the waitress tips. Everybody's dancing all of the dances. Everybody's dancing every dance all out. Those are you dancing that shirt. I like to put my hands around them. I like to put my hands around them. I have enough trouble controlling my own limbs. Stealing alcohol from my parents and grandparents. There's no devil on one shoulder, angel on the other. They're just two normal people. Most of us, we're alive, most of us.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Hey.
We're here finally. Yes. We had some parking issues.
We did.
So
I can't park, that's the issue.
That's okay. We found parking. It just wasn't that close. It's all right though. You know what? It's okay. Because, you know, I think that people understand that things happen.
Yeah, our show hasn't always been on time, but we always sometimes show up.
I mean, we've only not shown up once.
That's true.
We always usually show up. You know, and someone did take the sub spot, so... There was music.
There
that wasn't automated.
There will be music this hour, no matter what.
Yeah, there's always music. You just don't know if it's going to be automated or real people music. I mean, it's all real people music. It's just, you know, is someone actually making the playlist or is a computer making the playlist?
Ooh. Who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're finally here. And because we have graced you a little late today... we're going to do a PSA.
Yeah, there's information you need to know. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways to pick up or pass along germs, germs that could lead to colds and the flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to... to protect yourself. How ironic. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click on Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Nice.
There's a typo in there. This public health message is brought to you.
Mm-hmm.
Was brought to you. Anyway, wash your hands.
I don't know. Yeah, wash your hands. We know that.
Don't be nasty.
Get a flu shot if you want. You probably should.
Get a flu shot.
I used to not, but then when COVID happened, I was like, I'm going to get a flu shot.
Yeah.
Like, I would get one only if I was at the doctor and they're like, you want a flu shot? And I'm like, sure.
That's how I got mine this year. Went to the doctor, flu shot. Yeah, okay, done.
Yeah, I went to CVS this year. The past 2 years, actually.
Tufts used to give them out. Do they not do that anymore?
They probably still do. I actually don't remember seeing an email about it this year, but they always did. I just, like, never went for the Tufts ones.
It was so fun. They had just had this giant line, and they were doing it so efficiently. They're like, jab, 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 jab. It was so quick.
Nice.
So fast. Just like a stream of people getting shots.
Nice.
Amazing. Anyway. Yeah.
I scheduled my COVID booster today.
I need to schedule mine still.
You should. It was not as easy as you think.
To do it in advance?
Yeah.
Like far in advance?
Yeah. I mean, the one spot I tried last night and I couldn't find anything. So I tried again today and I got something on the 13th.
Oh. I gotta start now.
And that's, like, only as far... That's the farthest it'll let you go out on CVS, their website.
Mm.
So, I would, yeah, it's kind of... You might not get it on your first try.
Okay. I'll look on CVS. And don't they have, like, mass vaccination sites usually? But
probably, if you go on, like, the Massachusetts website or something.
I mean, I got my, like, vaccine, like, at one of the mass, like, Boston sites.
Yeah.
Where they just had, like, a million people there.
Nice.
Sorry. Trying not to cough.
It's all right. There has been, some bronchitis going around.
Yeah. I was very sick recently. But now I'm good.
That's good.
Mostly. I say as I cough.
Well, you know, you stay safe out there.
Stay safe.
You know, vaccines are good. And the first song we listened to was Bodies by Car Seat Headrest, which it occurred to me that isn't car seat one word, but car seat headrest spells it as car seat two words.
I feel like it's car. I feel like the car seat that you have a child in and the car seat that you sit in are two different words.
That's true.
Yeah,
you're so right. Yeah, Because so, I'm like, oh, isn't car seat one word? But you, yeah, it's like the referring to the thing that children go in.
Well, I think the child thing would be the one word.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't have a headrest.
No.
The only thing that has a headrest is
I mean,
a car
it, it probably,
seat.
It does. I mean, it depends, because you know how there's the ones that's like, when they're babies, and they're, it's like the whole thing, and then as they get older, it's just a little booster seat.
That's true. Actually, they do have headrests.
The ones where the babies have headrests, but then as you get older, they don't have headrests.
I feel like they're talking about the headrest, like the detachable one
for adults. Yeah, totally.
But you're right that they do also have headrests.
Yeah.
So there's not really any real way of telling what they're talking about unless they said it somewhere.
No, I think they're probably talking about the adult one.
Yeah.
Unless they're messing with us. I don't
know.
Maybe
they're not even talking about car seats. I
don't know. Then what are they talking about?
Maybe they're talking about like a car that you can sit on and use as a headrest. Car. Seat.
Car
headrest.
So you actually use the car seat itself as the headrest, not the headrest.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, what's up what's up next?
Stuck on You by Failure.
All right.
You're inside the sun.
Hello. We're here.
Yes.
You listened to a lot of music there. You know, we had Failure, Fantagram, No Joy, and The Pale White. I really like that No Joy song. I heard it on a playlist at one of the Once events recently, and then I was like, I know this song. And then I was like, oh, wait, yeah, it's that song. I really like that song. I forgot how much I liked it.
I like that song.
It's got vibes.
That's a good song. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. I actually have played it on the show before, but it's been a really long time, like probably pre-pandemic.
Yeah, anything that happened pre-pandemic, I'm not even sure if it happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a blur. Well, we're gonna do some conspiracy crackdown for you, but we're not gonna talk about Jumbo. We're gonna, like, actually give you a break from that craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Cumming Center is open. We literally saw people up there. Like, they're in the building.
Yeah, you can go.
You can go in there now. So, you know, go investigate. See if you could find that sub basement.
See if you can find Jumbo.
Yeah. But anyway, let me pull up the sound. It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Trisha, would you like to tell us about this lovely chart that you found?
Oh, I found this chart on the Boston Globe that is credited to Abby Richards, that is a chart of a bunch of conspiracy theories, probably like at least 25. At least.
Yeah. Looks like a lot.
It looks a lot more than 25.
Yeah.
And it's basically organized from things that actually happened to world ruled by supreme shadow elite promotes hatred and violence towards marginalized groups.
Nice. Well, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there, but this chart is a lovely color-coded pyramid.
Yeah, you can Google it if you're interested. You can see Google's... The Boston Globe article is called "This Chart on Conspiracy Theories Has Gone Viral. A Local Disinformation Researcher Breaks Down What to Know." Interested in what to know.
Yeah. The really bad and ridiculous ones are in red.
Yeah, it goes from, like, green, as in, this is good, and...
I guess not good, but, like, I guess it actually happened.
Yeah,
isn't, green, like, Watergate on there?
Green isn't real. Yeah, examples of things in the green category are Watergate, Tuskegee Experiment, Free Britney, Big Tobacco lied about cancer, stuff like that.
Yeah, like stuff that actually happened.
And then it goes to We Have Questions, which is stuff like UFOs, Area 51, We Live in a Simulation.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think that one's highly possible.
I think that one's highly possible, too. I mean, The Matrix... It explains it all.
Yeah. The Matrix, you know, so many people like The Matrix because it could happen.
Yeah, and then remember, like, recently they released some information about UFOs or something. Do you remember that? Like,
It was like there was some, like, UFO that happened and they're like, we don't know what this is.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I say UFO, yeah.
But they're like, we actually don't know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone was like, what?
Yeah, like, there was some, like, Navy thing report that they released, like, years after, like, whatever happened or something, yeah.
Something like that. I haven't really been keeping up with the UFO news, so I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we should keep up with the UFO news.
Maybe this should just be a segment about weekly UFO news.
This is what happened on the UFO front.
this is where we are.
Yeah.
After We Have Questions, we get Unequivocally False, but Mostly Harmless. Like, Titanic never sank. Alien abductions. Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer.
Isn't he too young to be the Zodiac killer?
Yes, but but you know, I just know
that was like an American Horror Story. Did you ever watch Cult?
No, I didn't watch.
Oh, don't watch it. I hated it. I couldn't finish it.
Oh,
Evan Peters' character just repulsed me so much that I couldn't watch it. Like, there was nothing that kept me in. And I just found the other people annoying. So, anyway, but there was this, like, plot line that Valerie Solanas, who is this, like, person who wrote something called the Scum Manifesto, which was, like, a radical, like, piece of literature that was talking about how we need to kill all men and, you know, get rid of the money system. And it was, like, it was definitely, like, allegorical and hyperbolic, because she didn't really mean kill all men, but she more, like, disempower men. But anyway, it was this, like, crazy thing. I read it for, like, two classes at Tufts, but, and then she also shot Andy Warhol.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't die from it, but she did shoot him because she was, like, taken advantage of in one of his, like, projects or something, or, like, she wanted this play, and he kept telling her, like, he would, like, produce the play, and it never happened, and she had, like, some mental health issues, but... yeah, so apparently, anyway, that's Valerie Solanas, wrote the Scum Manifesto, but anyway, and I guess shot Andy Warhol, but, they, like, in that season of American Horror Story, they, like, made her, like, they had this whole plot line where, like, the Scum Club, which, okay. Like, which stands for the Society for Cutting Up Men.
Oh,
was
my.
Like a real thing, and they were actually a cult, and then they were the Zodiac Killers. Like, it was Whoa. Them, like, they were the Zodiac Killer.
But Ted Cruz wasn't involved in this.
No, he was not. That was the American Horror Story take on the Zodiac Killer.
So they were all together, the Zodiac. They were pretending that to
they
be
were
one
like crazy feminists, yeah.
Oh.
Which, you know, I feel like gives a bad name for the feminists, you know. Not all of them are crazy.
Did you see the movie Zodiac?
No, but I heard it's really good. What's it, Robert Downey Jr. is in it?
I don't know. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it.
Oh.
I watched it a long time ago. He plays the guy who's trying to figure out who the Zodiac Killer is.
Then who is Robert Downey Jr. in that movie?
I don't even remember.
Danny can tell me.
Movie. But I do know that they, like, in the movie, they kind of, like, make it seem like they kind of, like, give, like, a hypothesis to, like, who they think the Zodiac Killer was.
Mm.
So they, like, think that there's, like, a real dude who, like, was the Zodiac Killer, kind of.
Okay, I got a text. That's not Danny.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Okay, is that him? Yeah. Okay, I know that those are the people in it, but who is Robert Downey Jr. in the movie? I don't know. I'm getting text messages from multiple people right now. It's crazy. Some journalist dude, I think. That's what he said.
No, the journalist dude... Oh, well, there were multiple journalist dudes.
Okay, so maybe he was one of the journalist dudes.
There were a lot of journalist dudes in that movie. But my point was, is that, you know, there is, like, one dude out there that they think might be the Zodiac Killer, and I don't remember the name of this guy.
Mark Ruffalo was also in it as a detective.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that.
Mm. We have to watch this now.
It's really long.
I know. I heard. That's why I haven't watched it. it's really long.
It's really long.
Isn't it, like, 3 hours?
It's at least 3 hours.
At least?
It's... You know, it's pretty long.
Okay.
I just remember being like, this movie is way longer than it should be. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know how they made it that long.
I don't know.
Like, it's a movie about, like, trying to find someone who's never found. Like, I don't know how they made it that long.
Okay.
Alrighty. Anyway. But it was interesting. but I liked it.
Okay, but you liked it, yes.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Right, so where were we? Yeah, Titanic never sank, stuff like that. Kylie Jenner is a clone. I think I've heard that one.
Mm.
We should talk about that one later.
Yeah.
This is just giving us... Normally, so, like, you know, before we did jumbo conspiracies and before we did apparently what today is meta-analysis of conspiracies, we did, like, individual conspiracies and, like, talked about them. So, you know, we should do that sometime.
Yeah, we'll do the Kylie Jenner one next week. We'll come prepared.
We'll come prepared. But now we're just mentioning conspiracy theories, which is kind of fun. Let's see. The next level up is dangerous to yourself and others. We're getting into
some
territory.
Nasty stuff here.
Biden is a robot. Yeah, I feel like it's pretty dangerous if you think the President of the United States is a robot.
Yeah, because that could be complicated.
Yeah.
You know, Rob God's literally taking over the world.
Ancient giant trees. Wait.
What?
How is that dangerous? Isn't that the
ancient
one of the...
Ancient giant trees? What kind of conspiracy
no,
is that?
No, we did this conspiracy.
We did?
It was one of the first ones we ever did.
Really?
It was, I think, you remember, Miguel, I think, brought this one in.
Miguel.
Do you remember? It was like, because I remember this conspiracy theory because my mind was blown. It was like, this, okay, they might be talking about a different one here, but the one that I'm thinking of that we did on the show was, at least our version of it, was like that a long time ago, the governments cut down all the trees in the world. Okay. And so there are no trees left on Earth. So as in, the trees that we have now are shorter than the trees that we would have had if we had cut down all the trees.
Oh, okay. Why don't I remember this?
I don't know if this is the same conspiracy.
I don't know. What's this one called? Ancient giant trees?
Yeah.
All right.
Also dangerous to believe is that moon landing is fake. Vaccines have microchips. Let's not even get into that one. There's some things in here.
Okay, the Atlantic. Flat earthers have a wild new theory about forests. Yeah, I think that you're right. That's what it is.
You know what my favorite one in this category is?
What?
Essential oils cure all illnesses.
Essential oils do not cure all illnesses. That is a lie.
I feel like there's a significant chunk of the American population that believes that.
I know. So basically, like, I mean... Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, having an oil diffuser, but, like, don't put essential oils, like, straight up essential oils on your face. Maybe some are fine for your body, but, like, don't, like, if you see skincare that has a lot of essential oils in it, don't use it. It just could cause irritation. I mean, if it's really small concentrations, it's fine. But, like, if you're just, like, do not put up, like, eucalyptus oil on your face. It's not going to go well.
You know, the thing here, though, is, like, believing that it cures illness. Like, I believe that this is a symptom of our terrible healthcare system. And what this actually is saying is that people don't have healthcare options. And so they're turning to essential oils to heal them because they have no other source of hope for their conditions. Yeah.
I think that I'm not gonna read this whole article, but I think what you said is like, yeah, this theory that like there used to be really tall trees back then.
Yeah, the tree thing, it's a tree thing. Last category is stuff that probably not gonna say most of this on air because it's like just so wrong. But the last category is like stuff that is just full of hate and violence and other crazy stuff. I mean, flat earth, I don't really know if that's full of hate and violence, but it's in this category.
I mean, it's very spreading severe misinformation.
Yeah, basically anything that spreads severe misinformation,
which can also potentially be very harmful.
Yeah. So those are kind of the categories of conspiracy theories as categorized by a woman named Abby Richards. Thank you for your chart. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. You should look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we don't have much time left here on Black Stripes or White Keys, but you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Yeah. That's where we are.
That's where we are. That's what happened.
That's what's going on.
That is. And, you know, we'll play one more song for you, and then you'll get to hear Garden Variety, which is at 8 o'clock.
A great show.
8-ish, yes.
About
the variety.
Plants and stuff, right?
It is. It's music, but...
It's super cool.
But it is. They play it's very eclectic.
They have a theme. We don't have much of a... I mean, our theme is just our genre, but, like...
Yeah. And our conspiracies.
And our conspiracies. You know, actually, we do have some pretty consistent elements.
We have, yeah,
show.
We do. We have consistent elements. We just might not be punctual. That's fine.
We have consistent elements. We're just not consistent. I love it.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll play my dad's request.
Which one's that?
Oh, the Soundgarden. Yeah.
Yes.
Soundgarden is good. Apparently, so, like, Chris Cornell, his posthumous album got nominated for a Grammy, I think.
Cool.
Which, I mean, I love his voice. I think he's one of the best rock voices ever, which is sad that he died, but, you know, things happen. So, yeah, let's listen to some music. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.